blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to sing all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
We have a little Helen Welch. She's coming to Stocker Arts Center. Unless Helen, I think you kind of live at the Stocker Arts Center. You are there so many times. That's kind of a home away from home, isn't it, for you?
It is, yes. I can't remember how many years I've been doing it now, and I think it probably ranks, you know, of all the big theaters I sing at, this probably ranks as one of my favorite spaces because you can, it probably seats, the studio theater seats about 140, and the audience get to see me sweat. I mean, that's how close. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, warts and all, they get to see everything really close up, and it's a really nice, intimate musical experience. Where did you find that clip? I love that song.
Oh, that was part of from the HelenWelch.com site under the videos.
Yeah.
A little bit of when you did a sort of a. It was called A Little Brit Different, so it was a little bit
Beatles,
of Beatles.
A Little Brit Different,
right,
yeah.
Now I figured, yeah. I was looking for some Beatles because you're doing something called the New American Songbook, which is songwriters. We know the traditional American songbook runs from, you know, the early 1900s through maybe the 1950s or whatever, but this takes the 60s, yeah. 70s, and 80s. So I started thinking, who is part of the New American Songbook? And right away, Lennon McCartney came to my mind.
Yes,
I was thinking
of course.
About that.
Paul Simon, we are doing, let me see, Dolly Parton wrote over 500 songs, Joni Mitchell, Carol King, Stevie Wonder, Burt Bacharach, Billy Joel, Bill Withers, Bruce Springsteen, how am I doing here?
Well, that's good. That, you know, I was thinking
Jimmy
of...
Webb, who wrote Wicked Alignment.
Right.
James Taylor, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, Bob Dylan, Barry Manilow, Tom Waits, Lieber and Stella, you know, who wrote Stand By Me.
Right.
All packed into one show.
Wow. These must be all your favorites, or do you kind of like, how do you determine which ones you're going to sing and do?
That's a really good question. Because what happened was, it was about a year ago, you know, I'm always writing new shows, and I kind of hit a song desert, and I didn't know what to do, and I wanted to do something different. And I'd been doing the American songbook that you just mentioned for quite a while. But, you know, I wasn't around when that was written. It's not really my era. But my dad, I had an older daddy, so you know, he listened to all that stuff. And I loved it, but I wanted something new. And I said, you know, there were so many great songwriters after that. And then my piano player, Joe, went, the New American Songbook. So I started researching, you know, who is the most prolific, you know, and then looking at songs. Now, the only problem is that if you featured each one of those songwriters' probably biggest hit, it would be a slow ballad. So we had to be a bit careful, otherwise we'd send everybody to sleep. So that helped, you know, pick different songs too. So we've got things like even Percy Mayfield, who wrote a ton of songs for Ray Charles. We're doing Hit the Road Jack by him. Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, and Big Yellow Taxi, which has a nice beat. But we're also kind of known for this. I like to take songs, just like for the show Beatles, A Little Brit Different, and make them my own and change them a bit. For example, Jolene, we have really slowed it down. You can really hear the very, very sad lyrics of it, and it sounds, people are coming up and saying, oh my God, I really like, I never liked song, and now I really do. It changes it. So everybody's, all the band are very creative, and so Big Yellow Taxi, the Latin tune, has a kind of Latin groove. Not all the time if we change them, but where we felt like we could contemporize them a little bit, we've done that. So it was really fun.
Helen, what is it about songs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the written pieces, that sticks out to you most? Why was it those decades?
You know, things were changing. Music changed. You know, the swing era finished, and lots of people were experimenting with different grooves. So I think that's what it is. It's a variety of feels and emotions and you know, that it was just in my era too. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit more up my alley. And, you know, things like Stevie Wonder, who I always adored. It just, everything just became a bit more funky and the swing era finished. Now, I still love the swing era, don't get me wrong, but this is just, you know, it's just different.
You talked about Bob Dylan. You know, he's the one that really changed the songwriting for a lot of those artists as well. It opened up a whole way of writing lyrics, which is different than what you would normally get from maybe something from a show tune or something that was written just by a songwriter that had sort of a straightforward lyric. You're now dealing with a lot of lyrics that kind of you can play with, that have sort of different meanings. You can interpret them any way you like.
Yeah, and we're doing he was a tough one. In the end, we just, because many of his songs he actually didn't record, you know, other people recorded them. And we picked a song called Make You Feel My Love, which actually has been a song that Adele, a lot of people think of as being Adele, which really upsets me because Bob Dylan wrote it. But, you know, Adele brought it back to life again, and I'm sure Bob Dylan didn't mind that at all. And then for, I tell little stories too. Like, for example, Billy Joel, I tell the audience, you know, we haven't always picked the obvious song. And even Billy Joel says he doesn't really like Piano Man very much. And when he was interviewed and asked, which song is your best work but is least appreciated? He named my favorite Billy Joel song, which is called And So It Goes, and it's just gorgeous. And then we sing it, and you can hear the whole audience go, oh, you know, it's so much better than Piano Man.
Right.
So it was really interesting doing the research into the songs and why and how they were written. It was fun.
Well, again, we're talking this morning with Helen Welch, who has her trio. Who makes up your trio? Who are these?
Oh, I call them the A-team. We have Joe Lehman on piano. And then Brian Thomas on the upright bass. He's very well known. For people come to the show to see Brian. He dances with his bass. It's quite something. And then a very creative drummer called Anthony Tadeo, who does all sorts of things. He even sits on a cajon, which is a drum you hit with your hand. So there's lots of different colors. And, you know, I do a song with the drums. We do 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon, which, of course, has a very famous drum intro, but Anthony's come up with something just different for him. So include them all. I couldn't do it without them. They're fabulous. And we have a lot of fun, actually. Funnily, you play Blackbird because we're going into the studio in May to finally record another CD, and we're going to do Blackbird is one of the songs. So. And that's going to be hot on the heels of this show.
When you're out there performing, you're putting a show together, how much interaction do you have sort of with the audience that you base it on, how the night is going and what things are happening with that particular show?
That's a really good question. I'm kind of known for, they call it my cheeky British sense of humor. So I have lots of interaction with the audience and silly jokes, and I do things like language tests. I tell the audience, you know, I've been here 13 years and I'm almost bilingual. So then we do a language test and I give them the American word and they have to come up with the English word.
Oh, that's pretty.
So we do lots of silly things like that. And I'm kind of known for my stories. If I've ever had a quiet night, which is fairly rare, my husband will tell you, he says I talk too much. The audience will, you know, kind of come up afterwards and say, oh, you didn't say your normal story, and funnily enough, they like hearing the stories at the same time. Well, and I always tell the band, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and if ever we do get a quieter audience, it's always much harder for the performer. We feed off the audience's reaction, and the audience really have a job to do. And that's just to respond to what's going on. So if they are quieter, then I tend to give it even more energy. And it's always ironic because they'll come up at the end and go, oh, my God, we really enjoyed the show. And you want to go, well, why didn't you make a bit more noise? But, you know, some people are just quieter. So, And I always come out after the show and say hi to people and sign CDs. And you know, ask them what they thought and get feedback and stuff. Because I just like meeting with the people afterwards. So, yeah, it's very important that they do their job, though.
Well, again, you'll be performing the New American Songbook, Helen Welcher and Trio, performing at the Stalker Arts Center Friday and Saturday, probably like a Valentine's weekend, too. So you probably have some little romantic ballads or songs in store for some folks as well. But people can find out more at the Stalker Arts Center, getting the tickets. Helen, we appreciate your time this morning. And as the snow's not too bad this weekend, however, it is kind of cold. So
that's all right. I can deal with the cold. I'm not worried. I'm a pro now. I've been here a long time.
We appreciate
the show must go on.
Well, absolutely. Helen, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Bye-bye.
7 or 8:21 at WEOL. It's Helen Welch and her trio performing the New American Songbook. A lot of those type of things.